This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
Back at it as we are into the second and final hour of a Graybar Sports Open Line. There is a different type of sport going on. Actually, a couple of different kinds of sports going on right now in St. Louis. The figure skating championships going on, but also, Michael, the sport of monkey catching.
Barrel of monkeys.
Yes. Michael Calhoun from the news department joins us. You've heard him and Sean Malone talking all day about is it now being reported that there are four loose monkeys in North St. Louis?
Four is the number they believe. The official term that they're using is multiple monkeys, but eyewitness reports indicate there may be as many as four.
All right, so let's do this. If you have seen the monkeys, text in at 314-436-7900, and over the final hour of the program, we can do monkey reports, where if anybody has seen the monkeys, we can let you know where they have been. I know this is Sports Open Line, but this story really interests me. How in the world does this happen?
Well, somebody's got a monkey they're not supposed to have, and they leave the door open, I guess.
Or four monkeys they're not supposed to have.
Which is true. It's illegal to have any kind of an exotic animal in the city of St. Louis. So that's how they know that this is something that should not have happened in the first place. Animal control in the city doesn't have the equipment to capture these primates, and so they're calling in additional agencies, potentially, you know, some of the nonprofits that we've heard about that deal with primates to help them to track this down. Really reminds me of a funny story from several years ago. A former colleague here, Alex Stegman, was covering when some cows got loose in also in North City. I believe they were headed to the slaughterhouse, actually, and they were prowling the streets and...
It is
eventually saved from the slaughterhouse, by the way.
It is much easier to catch a cow than it is to catch a monkey, though.
Is that a joke? Is that
no? I mean, cows are not fast. If I have to go, if I run after a monkey and it runs away from me, I'm not catching it. If I run after a cow, I don't think it's going to start running away from me.
I don't think so. No.
Have you ever seen a cow run?
Trot, I guess.
So I feel like the cow. You just have to get the right materials in place to wrangle the cows. With the monkeys, you have to get the right materials in place, but you also have to be, you know, nimble on your feet. Like, do they like shoot them with like a dart gun or something to get them to pass out? Like, how do you catch a monkey?
Or try to get them, put some bananas into a crate with a door tied to a string?
I don't know. I've had people texting me from all over the country today, friends that I have who live all over the place, asking me about the monkey situation.
Really?
Yes. This is national news.
It is. Sean Malone got off the phone not long ago with CBS News in New York. And actually right here, cut number 263 on the CBS national news feed. Monkey business is afoot in St. Louis. KMOX Radio's Sean Malone has the story. So...
There it is.
It literally is national news. We'll hear him in one of the CBS Top of the Hour newscasts, I'm sure.
I rarely get text messages from people in other cities about news going on in St. Louis, but the monkey story, for whatever reason, has resonated throughout the country.
Isn't that funny, too, how like anytime anything happens in whatever city you're in, which is usually like a big metro area, friends from across the country will text and say, were you at that big, whether it's a monkey on the loose or a protest or a tornado or what happened, you know, whatever it happens to be, like... Were you there? And it's like, no, that's, you know, 35 minutes away from me.
You know, yeah, it's people just make assumptions that we're all at everything. But when these monkeys are caught, Michael, they should go to the St. Louis Zoo and they should be on, like, they should make a special display for the monkeys of North County.
Yeah. Well, actually, they're building that safari attraction
they
in
are.
North County. So give them a big, big pasture and some trees to just... That'll be really cool. That's less of a zoo and more of like a Jurassic Park kind of attraction that they're building up there, where you know you'll get into a gas powered Jeep and go through a field with gazelles and stuff. So.
Yeah, it looks awesome. And we're zoo members in the Pauly household, and my kids love going to the zoo and love seeing animals and everything. So we are looking forward to the addition of another zoo type. Because we do the zoo, we do Grant's Farm, we do all that stuff. So we are looking forward to, because they've already started putting animals out there. I know it's going to take a few years for them to, you know, get it ready for people to actually come out. But I believe there are already a handful of animals that have been placed into that habitat.
Yeah, and one of the big reasons they're doing this is because the St. Louis Zoo, right up there with like the San Diego Zoo, is big in conservation and breeding. And so... You know, being able to have just the room, being able to have more of a natural, you know, environment for the animals is going to be a big, big help to that end. And it's a big thing for St. Louis, too, when you think about, you know, how big of an attraction, whether it's, you know, Six Flags Worlds of Adventure or the Sea Worlds and the Busch Gardens, all these theme parks that have these kinds of attractions. That's what the zoo is building in North County. So,
yeah, it's going to be really, really cool. All right. Well, we are on Monkey Watch 2026. Michael, thanks for hanging out for a few minutes.
Thank you.
That's Michael Calhoun from our news department talking through the monkey situation here in St. Louis as monkeys are on the loose. I'm serious. If you've seen the monkeys, text in 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. Let us know where you saw them, how many monkeys you saw. From what I believe I've read and what we've reported, at one point two monkeys were seen together, but it seems as if the monkeys have all gone on their own way. These monkeys, I believe they said today, are smart, but also unpredictable. So we have unpredictable monkeys running around North St. Louis here at the moment. We're going to take an early break because there's really no way to transition from monkey talk to baseball talk. So we'll take an early break right here, and then we'll take it all the way to the bottom of the hour, doing nothing but baseball, continuing to welcome in your thoughts. And I'll continue to go through some of what Rob Manfred had to say. That's all coming up in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. You're locked to a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
We are back at it on KMOX. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line. In about 15 minutes or so, we are going to hear from Blues coach Jim Montgomery. He met with the media earlier today in Salt Lake City. Blues and the Mammoth tonight at 8 o'clock, and we'll get some of his pregame thoughts coming up at about 7:35 or so. Right now, we're continuing to talk Cardinals baseball, opening up the phone lines to you as well. If you've got any thoughts on what's going on with the Cardinals and Major League Baseball, let's go to Jim, who's giving us a call. Hey, Jim, you're on Sports Open Line.
Hi, thanks for the call. Thinking about Cardinal baseball this year, we are going to spring training in March to see a couple games, but I've always been a big fan of Arenado, and I'd like to see him stay with the Cardinals, but I don't know if that's in the works.
No, I don't think it is, Jim, and I appreciate the phone call. I think he and the organization have just made the decision that it makes more sense for him to be somewhere else at this point, that he's going to be given an opportunity, hopefully. Now, I don't think the Angels are that interested in him, but if he went to a team like the Angels, then it would go against what I'm about to say. But I think the feeling is he goes somewhere where there's more of a chance for him to win, and the Cardinals open up playing time for younger players. You know, last year was supposed to be a runway year. Last year was supposed to be a year where Nolan Gorman got the chance to be an everyday guy. That simply did not happen. Now, there were moments in the season where Gorman was playing every day with mixed success for sure. But this Arenado being on this team, as good as it can be in the clubhouse to have a guy like that, and let's also not like lie about things. Arenado's production, he's still a high-end defensive player. He's no longer that every year Gold Glove winner, but he's one of the best defensive third basemen still in Major League Baseball, and he's headed to the Hall of Fame. He's been one of my favorite players to watch play in all of Major League Baseball, but he is a declining player. He had that 2022 season where he was a top three vote getter in the MVP at an 891 OPS that year. And in the 3 years since, the OPS has gone 774, 719, and then last year it was at 666. In that time, the home runs have gone from 30 to 26, 16, and 12. The doubles have gone from 42 to 26, 23, and 18. The slugging percentage went from 533 in that in 2022 to 459. 394 and 377. I'm not saying that he doesn't have a late career renaissance left in him. I hope he does. I'm going to be rooting for that in a very, very big way. But the 3 year trend on Arenado is that he is not an impactful offensive player anymore. And then you throw in the fact that last year he was banged up. He does tend to have back issues, only played in 107 games last year. And why listen to me? Let's listen into Heim Bloom. This is what he said when asked about Nolan Arenado on Sports on a Sunday morning.
I believe that Nolan's going to the Hall of Fame. There are not that many people. You really single-digit number of third baseman who have accomplished what he has on both sides of the ball. I think his resume speaks for itself, and he will deserve that honor whenever it comes to him, as I believe it will. We all agree we're at a point both where we are and where he is, where it just makes sense to find a different fit. And so we've been working on that. Obviously, he's still with us, so that hasn't happened yet. But, you know, I've been asked about this a couple times this offseason, actually including by Greg when I was on MLB Network at the winter meetings. And I don't feel any differently than I did at the beginning, that we do think it would be ideal for everybody to find that different fit, but it obviously has to be something that makes sense for everybody. And we have not found that yet, but I don't feel any differently than I did early in the off season on, you know, both that it makes sense and also that we will find it at some point.
So that's Heim Bloom. I can answer the question until I'm red in the face on why it may not be the best scenario to have Arenado back with the Cardinals, but there's Bloom talking very openly about it. Now, a deal's not done. Nothing seems imminent. The national reporting out there says that the market is very slow. This time last year, we were saying the exact same thing, that we were 99% sure that he was going to get moved, and then the 1% happened. Is there a possibility that the 1% happens again this year? Sure. I'm not closing that door, but I was wrong last year. I can be wrong again this year. I don't run away from the times that I'm wrong. But I just don't see the scenario playing out where Arenado is with the Cardinals again this upcoming year. Let's grab another phone call. Curtis has given us a call. Hey, Curtis, you're on Sports Open Line.
Hey, Matt. I got a couple of things on my mind about the Cardinals. And one of them is the way people react to how Ollie Marmol managed last year, mm-hmm. and their frustration with him. They ought to realize whenever Tony La Russa came to the Cardinals, they had the same issue with Tony La Russa. They weren't too happy with how he managed, but the team did okay. The team's going to do fine with Ollie Marmol. I look at it this way. If people don't like how Ollie Marmol manages, they ought to put their money where their mouth is and try to manage themselves.
All right, Curtis.
That's the way I look at it.
All right. Appreciate the phone call. So I'm an Ollie Marmol guy. I like Ollie. I think he's a really good manager. I don't agree with everything he does, but I understand that there is a reason for everything he does. I think he takes more criticism than he deserves. I don't always understand why people are as anti-Ollie as they are. When you really, the team hasn't been winning because of the roster. The team hasn't not been winning because of Ollie. Have there been times where he's made mistakes and decisions that he's made? Yeah, absolutely. But you know what? A lot of times when he is asked about that the next day, you know, he'll have a good reason for making the move. But then he's openly said, you know what, if I had to do that again, I may have done it a little bit differently. I think he's a perfectly fine game manager. The players like playing for him. He commands respect from the players. My worry about him, because I'm a fan of his and I want him to continue to be the manager of the Cardinals, my worry is, like, you can only not win in St. Louis for so long before a change is going to be made. And he's going into another year where it would appear that the Cardinals are not likely to win a lot of games. And fair or unfair, at some point that falls at his feet. And I am hopeful that he once again can be given a team that can go win some games. Now, 2022, he had a team that could win some games, and he got into the playoffs, but they didn't win in the playoffs. And I think that's the first thing that is pointed out. That first game of that Philly series was incredibly, incredibly fluky. Like, he is, he's criticized for that game for not getting a pitcher up when Helsley was struggling. But I've done this a million times where you go batter by batter and you try to figure out. And I think at worst, Ollie was one batter too late getting somebody up in the bullpen that game, and one batter too late wouldn't have changed things. Like, you probably wouldn't have made the pitching change. Again, I'm not trying to relitigate something from, what, 3-4 years ago. That's not what I'm trying to do here. But no, I like Ollie, and, you know, one thing is true. One thing is very true about baseball fans. No matter what city you're in, no matter what market you're in, no matter what team that you are supporting –
there are going to be either a majority of people or a vocal minority that do not like the team manager. Just don't. You probably know where I'm going here if you listen to me a lot. I spent a good number of years hosting postgame shows in Milwaukee. And the Brewers, when I was there, were on a great run. It was right at the beginning of this run that arguably they're still on right now. I can't tell you how many phone calls I took from people wanting the Brewers to fire Craig Counsell. Hated him. Hated Craig Counsell. And that's a guy who was winning at a very high level and was from the city. He was Milwaukee's own. And it's a little bit different now to look at that because he has since gone on to become the manager of the Cubs, and that did not sit well with the Milwaukee community. But if you go back in time, before there was ever talk about him going to the Cubs, Milwaukee's own managing a team and winning at the highest level, and I got as much interaction from Brewers fans being critical of Craig Counsell as I get from Cardinals fans being critical of Oliver Marmol. So I've worked in two major league markets. I've worked here. This is where I grew up. I understand this city. I've worked in Milwaukee. I learned to understand that city while I was there. Those are the only two major league teams that I have covered and have been intimately connected with. But the fact that the experience was exactly the same with the managers from a fan standpoint, that tells me that it's that way just about everywhere. And Kevin Wheeler talks about this all the time too, because Kevin used to do national radio, and he would be on in the evenings on radio stations across the country. And when people call into radio shows, whether they're a local show or a national show, they don't really know that they're calling. They just hear somebody on their local radio station. They don't know that it's a national show. They just want to talk about their teams. And Kevin's got the same experience, that he would talk with fans throughout the whole country during his time doing national hosting, where they wanted their guy out. So that's just kind of part of what we deal with and the way fans are with managers. A lot of fans do not like their managers, no matter how successful or unsuccessful they may happen to be. We are continuing to talk through some of the Rob Manfred stuff. Again, he was on WFAN in New York, and he floated out a bunch of different things. He said that his vision, and this surprised me, this caught me off guard, to be blunt with you. He said his vision for divisional realignment would not put teams that share a market in the same division. So the Mets and Yankees would not be in the same division. The Cubs and White Sox would not be in the same division. And the Dodgers and Angels would not be in the same division. I don't know if they would include the Padres in that as well, being that that's all Southern California, or if you almost can't. Like, you know, you'd have to put the Padres in with either the Dodgers or the Angels at that point. Everything that I had seen, because at some point Major League Baseball is going to add two more teams. It's going to happen. It's going to happen relatively soon. They got to get the two markets that are still up in the air figured out. You got to get the A's moved to Vegas. You got to get the stadium situation in Tampa figured out. You know, they've broken ground in Vegas, but they've also said they're spending the next 3 years in Sacramento. It feels like that Vegas thing is a done deal, but you know about counting chickens, right? But it seems like that one's a done deal. The Tampa thing is still a little further back. The Rays have new owners. It feels like these new owners with the Rays are going to be a little more friendly to work with local city government, because they had a stadium deal done in Tampa, and then it didn't get done, and a bunch of new like council members got elected, and they were replacing council members in Tampa that had approved the stadium deal, and then these new council members walked in and basically undid everything that had been done before. Oh yeah, by the way, we're living in a period right now where we've had some pretty high inflation, so construction cost and all that has continued to move very much in an upward direction, so it became more expensive. So I think they're going to get the stadium deal done in Tampa at some point in time. And then after that, they figure out the expansion markets. And there's going to be a ton of markets. There's going to be a ton of markets that are going to be in for an expansion. If you listen to the Countdown to Opening Day show on Thursday nights, I had interviewed Barry Larkin when I was at the winter meetings because he is an Orlando resident. And the folks in Orlando really want Major League Baseball. They already have a site. They have funding for a stadium. They've got all these things in place. And they feel like the ding on them is there is this perception that they are too close to other Major League markets. And one of their big talking points is their distance to Tampa, which is the closest team, that there are many instances across Major League Baseball where teams are closer geographically to each other than what Orlando is to Tampa. So Orlando wants it, Portland wants it, Nashville wants it, Austin wants it, Montreal wants it. Who am I missing? I mean, there's a bunch of markets who want Major League Baseball. And I think there's a bunch of markets where Major League Baseball would be successful. I've always had a soft spot in my heart for Montreal. I was told by somebody very much in the know who would be in on this, said Montreal's just not going to work because when you look at the value of the Canadian dollar versus the value of the U.S. dollar, it dings market size. So when you're Toronto, you're this huge market. So even if you've got the value of the dollar thing that knocks Toronto down a few rungs, well, there's still a huge market, so it works. Whereas Montreal is not a huge market, and then you put in the financial side, and it isn't going to happen. So anyways, I say all that to say this. They're going to have to realign. My thought was always that they would put these teams that were in the same city together from a rivalry standpoint. Also from a money-saving standpoint, if you're the Cubs and you play a bunch of games against the White Sox, guess what? You're not paying for a plane. If you're the Cubs and you are in a division with the White Sox, the Brewers, and the Cardinals, well, then there's only one plane trip in there, and it is a short plane trip. It's to St. Louis because you bust to Milwaukee, and you're in the same city as you are in with the other Chicago team. But Manfred says that that's not what they're going to try to do, that they are going to try to create new divisions, but the divisions will not have teams from the same city. So and then that creates the question of, what does that look like for the Cardinals? Because by the way, we're getting some breaking news right now. We'll try to Ryan Stanek, evidently, his John Heyman. Sorry, I stopped mid statement here because John Heyman is reporting. Let me make sure I get this. That Ryan Stanek is going to sign with the Cardinals. So there you go. So you wanted a move, you get a move. Ryan Stanek is going to join the Cardinals. Last year, 4-6, 5.30 ERA, appearing in six games. There is your veteran. He pitched between the Mets and Seattle last year. No, last year he pitched just with the Mets, 4-6, 5.30 ERA. He's had some pretty good years in his career, but it appears that the Cardinals have a right-handed reliever coming in Ryan Stanek. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Blues coach Jim Montgomery. That's next. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. The real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it?
With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
One briefcase, one moment, could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, One Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It is the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. We are taking you until 8 o'clock this evening. Also tonight at 8 o'clock, the St. Louis Blues, they are in action as they are in Salt Lake City. Tonight they are going to match up against the Utah Mammoth. Blues coach Jim Montgomery spoke with the media earlier today after the Blues went through a morning skate. Let's listen into some of what he had to say. Blues are coming off a bad loss. Their last time out, that was that 7-3 loss against the Blackhawks. Now, unfortunately, they've had a lot of those kind of losses this year, just not even that long ago. They had that 6-1 loss against the Colorado Avalanche. They tend to win their next games after really lopsided losses, and Montgomery explains why his team does that.
Well, I think as athletes and as a team, when you're humbled, like in those situations, you come back with a more concentrated effort on your habits and details. The thing that we want to grow in our team is having those concentrated habits when times are going well, like a two-game winning streak, because that's the consistency you need to win for 60 minutes in this league.
There are a lot of things about this team that are flawed. We are still waiting for them to get going. We'll see if they can get going. It wasn't that long ago that they were within 1 point of a playoff spot. So we've said it a million times. We'll continue to say it. If they ever really do find themselves, they've got every opportunity in front of them. For them to find themselves, they probably need to have more success on the power play. That was a big part of what went down in that Blackhawks game, not being able to be as effective in that area. And Montgomery said that he has seen flashes from the power play, but not consistency.
I like the attack mindset on the first two power plays. I thought we were attacking the net from the goal line. The problem was the weak side and middle convergence on it. We weren't getting the numbers that we should get for to be able to get second chance opportunities. And then after that, we didn't have an attack mindset, and we just stayed very perimeter. So like the one thing we want to see is more numbers at the net. When the puck's going to the net, we believe that it should be understood it's going to the net so that we can outnumber like the defenseman 3-on-2 at the net when we're trying to attack those areas. Our low play hasn't been aggressive enough.
He talks about aggressiveness right there specific to the power play, but what about specific to individuals? Because it does seem like, and he's even mentioned this, it does seem like there's a lot of players on this team that have a pass-first mentality. And that's all fine and good, but you would like to have some guys who are maybe a little bit more aggressive to the net, and he was asked how he can help players get more of that kind of mindset.
A lot of times it's who they are, and like you've seen it a lot, like Adam Oates, what a great passer. He was a pass first guy. He absolutely waited till the last minute to shoot. But if you're attacking with a pass first attitude inside the dots, teams will get out of position because you're a threat. And if you just try to pass the puck from outside the dots without taking a step towards the net, you're easy to defend. There's no reason for people to leave their man. There's no reason for people to overextend. So those pass-first guys, we want them more of an attack-first mindset at the net, and then make your reads.
We have seen Jim Montgomery switch up the lines a lot this year. It has been a very common thing. If he goes with what was on the ice during morning skate this morning, which is generally the way it goes, basically the lines and the defensive pairings are staying the same from the Blackhawks game to tonight's game. So that presents the question, after such a lopsided loss, why would you keep the lines intact?
When I look at the whole season in general, I've mixed lines up quite often. I don't know if I've given them the opportunity more than once to get back at it after a lopsided loss. So that's the thinking behind it, is like, you know, put the onus on, let's get this thing rolling together here by who you're used to playing with. And I think the Shen line has been very effective. And our third and fourth line has been very effective. Like, they both had goals last game.
There's probably not anybody more disappointing this year than Jordan Kyrou. The numbers just are not there. The guy who is the most talented goal scorer on the team has scored 8 goals this season, right now on pace to not even be a 20-goal guy. And you know he's got the ability to be a 40-goal guy. So it's just not happening for him this year. The question is why.
Last game, he got the looks that you want to get. He had a breakaway. It's just one of those things where one goes in and then all of a sudden he's going to have 10 goals in his next 7 games.
As mentioned, the Blues play the Utah Mammoth tonight. This is the third meeting. They'll have one more meeting after this evening. Their first game was back on October 23rd in St. Louis. Utah won that game 7-4. Then the Blues had another home game against them on November 29th. In that game, the Blues won 1-0. They'll play tonight, and then they are going to play very late in the season as well. Once the calendar does turn to April, Montgomery talked a little bit about what he and what the team has learned about Utah in their first two meetings.
Just how dangerous this team is in their neutral zone counters and their entries. They're a real good rush team, and they're also a really good ozone team. Like, defensively, we need to be on top of our game like we were the last game we played them, because in the first game we weren't, and we gave up, I think, 3 rush goals and then 3 offensive zone goals.
That's Blues coach Jim Montgomery. Again, the Blues and the Mammoth tonight. That game is going to get started a little bit after 8 o'clock, and we'll see if the Blues can once again respond. Such a terrible performance against the Blackhawks just a few days ago, and we continue to say it. So the Blues right now have 42 points. The LA Kings are the final playoff team right now. They have 46 points, so just 4 points separating the Blues from a playoff spot, but they haven't really done much of anything to make you feel like that they're going to go on a run, but it'd be good if they could at least bounce back and get a win tonight. We are going to take one more break. We'll come back and we'll wrap up this edition of the program. You are locked to a Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
We're back at it on a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. I'm taking you till 8 o'clock this evening. Wanted to touch on something real quick here, and I don't know if you're going to have any interest in it or not. I saw somebody basically say a shortened version of what I'm about to say on social media, and it's sports adjacent, so we're going to go with it today here in the final segment of the week. Obviously, over the last 48 hours, there has been no bigger sports story in St. Louis than that of the Cardinals canceling their contract with FanDuel Sports Network Midwest and how games are going to air moving forward. And when I say how, I mean, what is it going to look like? Where is it going to be? But not the... I keep saying this. I went on STL Today yesterday and read, I think Derek Gould wrote it along with Dan Caesar, if I remember correctly. They had written a story about it, and I went to the comments. You should never go to the comments. That's what they say. So I go to the comments, and like, I don't totally blame people, but there was so much, so many things that were said in the comments that were just like blatantly false. Like, somebody said, well, you see ads for the FanDuel sports book everywhere. Why do they not have money to do this? Well, because the FanDuel sports book doesn't own the TV network. It is just simply a naming rights deal where the sports book people pay the TV network to put their name on it. So, you know, I saw something like that. People continue to be very, and look, maybe it's up to people like me. I'm not trying to be arrogant about this, and maybe the way I did that voice right there was not the best thing, because it, from a surface level standpoint, I get where the confusion might come from, but it just feels like, you know, reading the comments on a story where a lot of stuff was laid out pretty logically, and there were a lot of comments based in misinformation. The bottom line for you, the fan, and this isn't what I was going to talk about here, but since we brought up the TV, I think it's worth repeating over and over and over again. The bottom line for you when it comes to the TV situation, and of course you'll be able to hear all the games right here on KMOX, but from a TV situation, if you have previously watched the games via cable or satellite, you're still going to be able to do that. If you previously watched the games by buying a direct-to-consumer streaming service, well, you're still going to be able to do that. Is there a chance that the cable number, the channel of the cable number, is going to change on your system? Yeah, there's a possibility. Is it going to look a little bit different, like graphics? Yeah, that. But no matter, if you saw Cardinals games last season, you will be able to see them if you bought the Bally, or not the Bally, the FanDuel sports app streaming service. You might have to buy a different streaming service, but I would assume price-wise it's all going to be the same. So the route in which you get the games are basically going to be the same. They're just going to look a little bit different, and that's why we said over and over the real impact of that news yesterday was about the revenue that the Cardinals are going to receive, not so much about how the fans are going to take in games. Okay, all that being said, this is where I wanted to go. And I saw somebody mention this on social media, and I thought it was an interesting point. And generally, I don't like to talk about things where I'm kind of talking out of my backside. I try to be somewhat educated on, despite what you might think, I try to be somewhat educated about what I talk about on any given day. But I was thinking about this, because, and I don't have an agenda in what I'm about to say. My only agenda is I want people to have jobs. I want companies to thrive. I want good things to happen, especially when it is connected to sports and connected to our local teams and everything. I'm sorry that the Blues wake up every morning not knowing if their network is going to exist that night. And that's kind of where we're at right now with FanDuel. And I'm sure they have a plan in place, I'm sure, if FanDuel goes belly up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and that could happen, and the Blues play a game that night, that game is going to be on TV that night. They've got a plan ready to go. We saw that happen in baseball a couple years ago when, I guess it was Bally at the time, they canceled contracts of, was it the Padres and the Diamondbacks right in the middle of the season? And the team was ready to go with a package the next day. So the games are going to be on TV. That's not a problem. Let's rewind a little bit. This all started when the Fox folks started selling off a lot of their assets. So you had all the Fox regional sports networks, Fox Sports Midwest, right? So this all started happening when Fox sold off a lot of their stuff. ABC, Disney bought a lot of the Fox assets. Well, ESPN wanted to buy the regional sports networks. And if I remember correctly, the government basically stepped in and said, no, there would be a monopoly. I understand why governments step in and try to prevent monopolies. It makes all the sense of the world. From a consumer standpoint, there's protection, try to keep prices down, yada, yada, yada. Avoiding monopolies is a good idea. But there were ramifications to this when the dominoes were pushed down. Because maybe I'm naive, I probably am, about a lot of stuff. Maybe I'm naive, but if ESPN would have taken ownership of all these regional sports networks all those years ago before they ended up getting sold off and that's when they became Bally, if ESPN would have gotten those, like, they know what they're doing, first off. ESPN knows what they're doing. They're in the business of sports. They're in the business of broadcasting sports. They're in the business of selling broadcasts of sports. That is their business. They know what they're doing. No disrespect meant to the good people over at Sinclair, but they didn't know what they were doing. And they put themselves out there too much, and it was a bad financial situation from Jump Street on that one, and they never had a chance, and then they went through their bankruptcy, and Diamond Sports became Main Street. So, like, it's just been a disaster. So, I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to completely say that you need to ignore the idea of monopolies, but even if it was monopolistic, wouldn't we all rather, like, wouldn't it be a better situation right now if ESPN would have just had these regional sports networks from the beginning, if they would have operated them in the way that they operate their business, if they would have gone and made money, who knows? Because these networks are so connected to baseball. And I know ESPN is still very much involved. And in fact, the streaming package, what was MLB TV and will continue to be MLB TV, I guess, for another year, that's going to be controlled by ESPN moving forward. But we're not going to have Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN anymore. Baseball has been very much knocked down a peg or two behind football and basketball on ESPN. If they would have had all these regional sports networks and all these baseball games and all that programming, would things look a little bit different? Because the network promotes the stuff that they've got the biggest interest in. And I don't know, maybe I'm taking a step too far, but I would, if I could go back in the DeLorean, I don't think we would be sitting in this situation right now had the government not stepped in and basically said that ESPN could not go buy all the regional sports networks because it would be a monopoly. I don't know. Like, people are losing their jobs. People have lost their jobs over this. And there's no way to tell the future. Maybe the better piece of advice that I could give to the good folks in the government, because I'm sure they're listening right now, is if you are going to block one operator and open up the door to another operator, make sure that other operator actually knows what they're doing. Because it has been years and years and years, and I'm sure, you know, from like a Cardinal standpoint, where they took the haircut last year, took the big decrease in rights fees, and now basically don't have rights fees moving forward. I bet the folks at the Cardinals, if they could go back in time, they would also much rather would have had ESPN take over the regional sports networks and been dealing with them. I think we can all agree it probably would have been a better situation just in terms of competent people doing things that they're competent at, if that makes sense. All right, that is it for the program today. Thanks so much for being tuned in. Appreciate all my guests coming on. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the football, college football playoff semifinal going on right now. NFL football all weekend long, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Such a great football weekend coming up. And we'll talk to you again on Monday for another Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.